Okay. And when we were talking about fishing, I meant to ask you, what would most people use around here for bait if they wanted to use live bait?
Well, shrimp is one thing, but shrimp is rather expensive.
I imagine.
So they use worms. Go out and dig them.
Right.
I kept a place by myself, and when I emptied a can of anything, I'd rinse it out real good and go pull that water down inside the steps.
Right.
I had elephant ears that were this big. That's a plant.
Right.
I'd have four cocks on the other side. And boy, you go to dig in that dirt, and you'd have a worm that long, and he'd be thicker than your finger.
Good.
And black dirt. Mm. And I dug many a bit of worms for bait.
You call
to give to somebody, you put some dirt in a tin can and have it moist. And then drop your worms in there and have a cover on it, you see,
yep,
where the air can get in. And you can take them home and go fishing the next day.
I see. Would you call that an earthworm?
Yes.
Earthworm. Have you ever heard one called a wickler?
Yeah, that's the same thing. It's okay. Just a worm going this way.
What about a night crawler?
Never heard that.
Haven't heard of that. Okay. Or something else that people might use for bait, a little fish about that size?
Minnows.
Right. Okay. And one other insect I meant to ask you about last time, some of them green, some of them black, you see them?
Lizards? Lizards?
Well, I don't think a lizard is an insect.
Oh, no.
But some of these things are green or black. They hop around in your yard. Got those
grasshoppers?
Yes, ma'am. Ever heard anybody call it a hopper grass?
Yes, I have, but not much.
Oh, when you were telling me about the different kinds of trees yesterday, I meant to ask you if y'all had sycamores around here.
That's the one I was trying to tell you about.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, I know.
So those do grow around here.
I've raked the yard many times to keep it clean, and still have sycamore leaves.
I see. Say a person's father and mother together, you say his father and mother are his
parent.
When you were growing up, what did you call your father?
Daddy.
Daddy. What about your mother?
Mother.
And your grandparents?
Well, like I told you, my grandmother, raised me, so I called her mother.
I see.
And I called my mother Nanny.
I see. What about, this thing that has wheels on it, you can put a baby in it and it'll lie down.
Baby buggy or stroller.
I see. Or what would you say you're going to do? You say, I'll put the baby in the buggy and go out and...
And go out and do what?
What would you say?
Roll it someplace or push
right.
It?
Right.
Push it someplace.
Okay. Or... Say a woman who is about to have a baby, you'd say she's
pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard any other terms? Maybe years ago, if they didn't want to come out and say she's pregnant, they might say something else. Mean the same thing?
No.
Have you ever heard she's in the family way?
Oh yes, that's that was a great expression.
Or if a doctor wasn't available to help.
Midwife.
I see. Do you ever hear of those people nowadays?
Seldom. You never hear of one at home either. Very, very seldom. It's hospitals.